shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over radio station WWCR on 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 3.215 megahertz, that's transmitter 1. And we're also being heard over radio station WBCQ, both of those are shortwave stations, 7.490 megahertz. And both of those stations do have internet links where you can listen over the internet, or you can go directly to our website, and that's kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com, and go to our radio page, and you'll see some links there, including one direct one for our broadcast. If you'd like to participate in tonight's program, you can call 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE as a toll-free number. For our Canadian and other foreign listeners who can't use toll-free numbers, the number direct, and anybody in America can use this too, is 678-949-5091. My guest for tonight hasn't shown up yet, hasn't clocked in, so, well, I see he's there. Good. Steve, are you there?
Thank you very much. Yes, I am. Sorry about that. I was just overcoming some technical difficulties. Thank you, Mike.
Well, great. I'm glad that you're hooked up now. Well, let me introduce you. I'm sure that most of our listeners are familiar with not only the invasion of Europe by non-white and non-Christian peoples, but also the restrictions upon the freedom, such as press and speech laws, gun regulations, etc. However, you may not be aware that much of the same thing is taking place in our neighbor to the north, Canada. And to help discuss these problems, which also threaten the United States, in fact, some are already taking place here, is the founder and leader of the National Citizens Alliance of Canada. He's a man with a strong vision dedicated to prosperity and security of the Canadian citizens. He has a degree from the University of British Columbia and also from the University of Cambridge in England, and has experience in small business, not-for-profit organizations, and corporations. I'd like to welcome from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, our guest, Stephen Garvey.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for having me here, and I'll share what I know, and, you know, it's all about learning from each other. We'll learn from your listeners, you know, that's how we all grow, right? So,
true.
I don't profess to know everything, but I'll share what I know, and I look forward to growing with everyone tonight.
Well, we appreciate you being here. My grandfather was from Nova Scotia, and I had a roommate in college from Alberta, both who held the traditional values of Western civilization. What has changed is taking place in Canada today?
It's literally, how can I put this? It's happening on many levels. I would call it a radical, rapid, planned, organized transformation of turning Canada into what we call a UN globalist village. One of the drivers behind this is sustained mass immigration. which has been going on since the 1990s under Brian Mulroney, conservative prime minister, started sustained mass immigration regardless of boom recession, and has been going on ever since. And what's happening, this is the rapid, radical, organized replacement of Canada's traditional populations. And I'm referring to Anglophone, Francophone, Euro-Canadians, First Nations, Inuit, Métis. If you look at the demographic data, 20 years ago, visible ethnic minorities, Mike, in Canada were around 4.7%. They're on a projection now, according to Statistics Canada, to be over 34% of the population by 2036. And there's projections for 2100 prior to it that Canada's traditional populations will be less than 20% of the total population. To put this in context, in 1960, traditional populations of Canada were at 98% of the population. So this is a radical, rapid transformation. It's tied into UN Agenda 21, which the Conservatives up here signed Canada onto in 1992, and UN Agenda 2030, which the Conservatives, I don't believe, we're going to have to get into that. They're not really Conservatives, they're globalists. They signed it on in September 2015 in New York at UN headquarters. These agendas are tied to super wealthy globalists. It's all about global world order. But if you look into Agenda 2030, it talks about transforming the world. That's what it says, quote. It's about transforming the world. Canada's being transformed. U.S. is being transformed as well. A lot of the West, there's forces out there, globalist forces, that want to weaken, destroy Western civilization. That's what's happening. Those are the facts. This is all factual based. And the way they control do this is through controlled opposition. So there's no real choice at the ballot. And this is what's happening. It's very serious. We're under attack, the NCA, myself. I was in Burnaby, BC, because we're officially registered party. I was supporting one of our candidates, and we're just attacked by the media. They're calling us anti-immigrant. We have all these delusional, misinformed groups of Canadians, you know, saying open the borders, no borders. There's no such thing as a legal immigrant. That's only one example. But this is really happening. It's very serious. It's not too late. U.S. is further along the path than Canada in terms of demographics. The traditional populations of the U.S. are, I think, you know, the visible ethnic minorities are a lot higher. Like, they're more up into 45% range now, Mike.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad in the U.S., but we're catching up fast. We're catching up really fast. And
about illegal immigration, which, of course, is a big problem, especially on our southern border, although a lot of anchor babies, as they call them, come in from China on the West Coast. But legal immigration, I'm told, is only 10 to 13% white. And it used to be just the opposite when they had our previous laws with certain statistics that you would bring into this country. So where are your immigrants coming in? Legally, illegally? Are they crossing from the U.S. border, maybe coming through from South America or on your East and West Coast, or how are they getting in, and are they legal or illegal?
So what's happening is that there's a lot of misinformation up here. So in Ottawa now, we got parties in there. We view them as all controlled opposition. which means they're all pushing the globalist agenda. So the Conservative Party, like I said, it's a fact, show it. They're just globalists. They support TPP, globalist trade deals. They signed us onto Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They're not conservative. They're globalists, right? So all these entities in Ottawa, all they talk about, at least the opposition ones, they're not really opposition. They talk about illegal migration, Mike. Right? And because a lot of Canadians are angry about that because they're crossing through Quebec and Manitoba, the eastern, those two, eastern provinces. And, but the key point here is the legal migration is only 1/10 of the total immigration. The main culprit is the sustained mass immigration, and they all support it. They all support it. And that's what's happening. And these people, I've looked into the statistics. The previous government and the current one, they're coming from the Philippines, China, Pakistan, Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan, on and on. India, too. India is way up there. Don't get fooled by illegal migration. That's just that's wrong what's going on. We know it. But the big one that's doing the transformation is the sustained mass legal migration. That's the main culprit. But it may be different in the U.S. I know with that caravan coming up, right? But I don't know about President Trump. I wish there was more factual information on what's going on with the U.S. and what he is doing. I hope he's not part of this. But we need to get the data to know.
Within the Republican Party, they have a lot of what we call either kosher conservatives or neocons or rhinos. In other words, they're globalists, as you said, and they're not true conservatives. And, of course, the Democratic Party is just completely gone.
So, yeah, so I feel bad for Trump. I'm not sure what's going on there. I know he talked big about a Muslim ban. He talked big about banning certain countries. He never banned Saudi Arabia, though, which should be banned. But I understand there's money and politics involved. But I'm not going to say anything on what's going on with the U.S. But I know in Canada, there's heightened, sustained mass immigration. It's causing a dramatic transformation. The traditional populations are being wiped out here very fast. And related to this is a direct attack on Christianity. There's attack on the freedom of speech. Pardon me?
I was going to say Christianity is part of our traditions as Western civilization.
100%.
Yeah.
It's part of the heritage of Canada. Canada is a Christian-based country. That they were integral to the creation, the formation, the growth of Canada. Christianity is integral to that, and I've defended Christianity. And obviously we're attacked, but they're trying to silence the church. They're trying to force same-sex marriage onto it. All this transgender. Into the church. They're trying to push abortion into the church. They're trying to kill, you know where they're trying to kill it here is at its values.
I've heard
that's what's going on.
Homosexual marriages, because it's considered some kind of a hate speech or something up there, which is, of course, biblical. I don't know.
That's how they're, yeah. They're forcing, it's happening at the provincial level too, they're forcing the church, Christian organizations to adopt values that are completely counter to what they believe. There was a recent case where, a Christian, educational institution back in Ontario was denied, legal bar because they refuse to accept abortion. So they're being sidelined as well. Because they were previously a law school, Trinity Law School. and they were denied it based on this political agenda that's going on.
Well, I know that a lot of our listeners are familiar with the Ernst Zindel case, where he questioned the history of the so-called Holocaust and was prosecuted for it. Just what are your speech laws and press laws like up there?
The media, we call it the globalist mainstream media. It's complete propaganda. People are brainwashed. They're not told the truth. They're misinformed. It's probably no different than the U.S., the mainstream media. And anyone who's going against this agenda is vilified, attacked. In terms of the speech laws, yeah, they're going after Christian organizations, and they're taking their funding away. And there's a direct attack on general free speech. We saw this through M103, the anti-Islamophobia motion. And then there was E41, the E411 petition saying that Islam is all love and peace. And now there's growing censorship. The government is working with Facebook and other social media to censor people. And the government just recently gave the mainstream media $1 billion of our tax dollars. So there's no independent media, you know, except for people on the outside, but the mainstream media is not, they're completely in bed with the government. They're getting money from the government to push the agenda. The CBC state media is, it might as well be out of Soviet Union. It's not bad up here.
Yeah, well, I think our media is even worse. And the Soviets, in spite of their bad past, they're turning toward Christianity and our country's turning away from it.
Oh, big time.
Your party, of course, endorses Western civilization, traditional values, and our culture that goes along with that. But I'm wondering, is there anybody left in the Conservative Party up there in Canada that stands up, or have they completely gone the way of your Liberal Party up there?
They've gone that way. It's been that way since Brian Mulroney. He followed Pierre Trudeau. And there's a book on this. There's a good book, Professor Duchesne, who we're aligned to out of University of New Brunswick. It's called Canada in Decay, but he documents it. But they're fully in bed, with the globalist agenda. And we believe that they are worse than the liberals because they're more sneaky and deceptive. Because they pretend to be standing up for Canadian nationalism, but they're not. So at least the liberals are pretty clear about their agenda. And I'll give you examples. I'll back this up with substance now. Brian Mulroney, so-called conservative, signed Canada onto Agenda 21. UN Agenda 21. He brought in affirmative action. Socialist affirmative action, and that's actually allows now that new immigrants and refugees are hired over traditional Canadians, regardless if the traditional Canadians have more merit for the job. That's what that brought in. He also brought in the Canadian Multiculturalism Act in 1988, and this mandates the federal government to promote and enhance foreign cultures in Canada. So you tell me, are these liberals or conservative? So what we say to your listeners, that the left-right, the liberal-conservative are false, and they're just control games of the globalist establishment to divide and to control the electorate. They have no meaning.
Well, I'm sure it's like this country where the big money powers are behind them. That's one of the problems.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so people get divided. For us, the left-right, liberal-conservative, have no meaning. Because they're just flip sides of the same thing.
Well, regardless of the good and bad that Trump has done, a lot of the people in this country could see that something was wrong and did vote him into office. What are the people of Canada, the traditional, you know, white European peoples, doing vote-wise? They all ought to be supporting your party or something similar, or at least candidates within the Conservative Party that want to stand up to this.
No, well, that's not how the politics works here. Those all those people in those parties are controlled. That's how it works in this parliamentary system. Anyone who steps out of line, you're gone. They don't talk like us. These so-called conservatives are not conservative. They're globalists. They don't talk about these issues. They deceive. In terms of us, yeah, we have growing support, and this is a great opportunity because there's an awakening happening, and we can credit President Trump for getting it going, right? But for us, it's still tough because we're either vilified in the media or we're completely ignored.
We have so a call. This is, Rochester,
yeah.
New York?
Sure.
You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Mike, and hello to this fellow up in Canada. I want to ask you a question, Mike. I can't come, someone told me about this, and I can't figure this out. In the Old Testament, there may be a couple stories where this prostitute lied or something, may have lied or not told the truth, and Yahweh blessed her. Now, I cannot understand that we should ever lie. If we don't want to say something, we can figure out a way to get around it. But can you tell me what your understanding of that story is in the Old Testament? Was it Rahab the harlot or something like that?
Well, I think it's permissible to lie to the enemy. We have some examples of that, including Christ himself, when he said that he wasn't going to go down to the feast day at that time, and he told his apostles so they would go down and spread this to the Jews who were wanting to take his life, and then he immediately turned around and went down there. So it was a deception, which is a lie, but it was for the sake of the enemy, and we have other things. In fact, Ehud said, I have a message from God for you, and he ran the dagger in the fat king's belly. So I do think that there's places in Scripture where it is permitted. Now, Rahab was living among the Canaanites. Some people said she was an Israelite in exile. There's not a lot of evidence given there, but apparently she was. Now, I will say something. That Rahab is generation separated from the Rahab that's in Christ's genealogy, so people should never confuse the two. You know, there's a lot of people with the same name, like Rahab or Mary or John or et cetera. Anyway,
that's
my
guess. Can you tell me where that story is, where Jesus just told me about?
I don't have it in front of me or on my mind, but it would be, of course, in the Gospels where he said that.
Now, where did you say he was going to go, or he said he wasn't going to go, and he did
again?
He
said he's not going down to the feast day, and then he immediately left after that and went to the feast days.
I don't think he was going to
lie to your brethren and stuff, but deceiving the enemy. Yeah.
What I mean is, if I look it up in the concordance, it will say, I'll look up something with do with the feast day. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you can just kind of glance through it in the Gospels.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. We have another caller from Ord, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Jake. I'm curious about what the churches are like up there in Canada and how are they doing?
Yeah, excellent question. Depends on the church. Some of them are struggling. They're under constant pressure, depending on the province. I know in Alberta, they got a minister, educational minister in the province, who's pushing this agenda. Again, it's through the UN, and it's all about inclusion. Again, it's attacking the roots of Christianity. That's the agenda. And it's about opening it's actually about shutting down Christian schools in Alberta. This is just one example. The minister's name is Egan, E-G-G-E-N, but it's about shutting down Christian schools who do not conform to the globalist agenda, which is all, you know, which is about inclusion and diversity, and those are all the spin words. But they, you know, they have to be open to abortion, transgender, LGBTQ, all that, you know. They have to allow them in, and so that's how they're attacking Christianity in Canada. I've talked to pastors about it. There's different cases going on. There's a systematic attack on Canada's traditional values, identity, heritage, culture. And obviously Canada is rooted in Christianity, so this is what's going on. And part of this attack is indoctrination, brainwashing through the media every day. Like I was
there are some good churches up there.
Of course there is. I belong to, I go to Christ Anglican Church in Calgary. It's well, you know, it's a wealthy area of Calgary, so it's well funded. But it depends on the area you're in. There's some great churches up here. But they're under attack. They're getting bulldozed. I know that I was in the Maritimes in St. John, New Brunswick. There was a beautiful, beautiful old traditional church going well back, you know, back to the origins of Canada. And the city hall just said they're going to bulldoze it. This is how it's being replaced.
Well,
that's
how they're attacking Christianity.
Yeah,
that's
they're
how
bulldozing
they're attacking
them
Christianity.
Literally.
Yeah.
And there's mosques opening up everywhere. They're all over Canada now. There's mosques all over Canada. That's what's happening, man. This is all part of the transformation.
Like
but Canadians are waking up to it because it's in their communities.
As I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, I had a roommate from Alberta, and I believe it was a little more rural, and he did defend Christianity at a time when a lot of people were pushing atheism. How's the rural communities compared to the cities up there? Isn't Alberta a little bit more rural than some of the other provinces?
They're attacking everywhere in Canada. I'll give you an example. They have an immigration program now to bring in foreign workers into the rural areas. And they're... This is a way to undermine the rural areas. They know that. This is part of UN Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They want everyone in the cities. They want to control the land. But this is happening in Canada. I couldn't believe that. They have a pilot project now in rural Canada bringing in all these foreign workers.
Well,
they're going to set up shop. Yeah.
A lot of other companies are bringing them in, and they're all tied together, the big money interests, along with the government and the schools and so on.
Yeah, Canada has been completely sold out. It's run by globalist sellouts, puppets. They're basically puppets. I'll give you an example. There's two Canadians. This is like super wealth. I was looking at the numbers. There's two Canadians that have as much wealth as one-third of our population. So that's over 11 million people. If you look worldwide at these globalists, there's 8 super wealthy globalists that have as much wealth as 50% of the world. Okay, that's what's happening. These are the super wealthy globalists. Is 0.01%. They want to control this world. That's what's going on. If you look into Davos, 2019, the World Economic Forum? You think that's all about economics? No, that is all globalist agenda, if you look into it.
I believe there was some kind of whiskey or some kind of liquor person in Canada that pushed a lot of liberalism in the U.S. and probably Canada too.
Yeah, this is beyond. Liberalism has no meaning. Like, it doesn't exist. These are just globalists. Tied to the UN, global world order. That's what's happening. This is, this ties into, George Soros, the Rockefeller Foundation, other globalist financial institutions. That's what's going on. Look into Davos. We did the research on it. The main actors behind it, the guy who founded it was a UN high diplomat, high bureaucrat with the so-called sustainable agenda.
I think it may have been Seagram's up there, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you were right on Seagram's, but they're still going. That's what's happening. And, we're anti-globalists, pro-Canadian. So, and we hope Trump is, having a big challenge. He's going against these forces.
Well, a lot of the problem is the deep state in this country. Even when he tries to appoint some people, they're usually establishment to at least to too great of an extent. But the deep state keeps doing what they're doing. Do you have that problem up there in Canada?
Yeah, it may be worse up here. We have what's called the Queen's Privy Council. It acts as a shadow government. It's unelected, unaccountable. It's made up of these so-called liberal conservatives. And they're all working together. And then you got the globalist mainstream media, I'm sure they get into intelligence service, and there's some stuff that's secretive, but the Queen's Privy Council, that's that acts as a shadow government, dictating to the Prime Minister, to the Cabinet, to the Treasury, to the RCMP, the Royal Mounted Police, and to the judiciary has influence on that. But a big way this system works is controlled opposition and indoctrination of the Canadian people.
Well,
the country is literally being transformed rapidly right now.
What can be done? What's successful in opposing this up there, if anything?
Well, we're trying to oppose it politically. And if that doesn't short, the country's either going to capitulate to this agenda or there's going to be a civil war.
Well, what type of gun laws do you have up there?
We have guns, but they're restricting more and more. They're putting more restricting on handguns and semi-automatics. And there's tight restrictions on transportation of guns. But you can still buy a gun, for hunting or so forth. But if you own semi-automatic or handgun, there's severe restrictions, and there's severe penalties if you violate them. So the guns are under threat here,
and the police forces up there go along with this and basically act as puppets for the state.
Pretty much, but there's ones that are sympathetic. So we don't know what's going to happen, right? It's kind of divided right now. It's hard to say what's going to happen, but more and more Canadians are waking up. but there's a supreme indoctrination going on, especially of young people. They're being deprived of all their values to the point where, you know, they're chanting no borders. There's no such thing as a legal migrant. Right? This is all globalism. Global citizenry. It's all in the schools. Indoctrination. They're attacking our heritage. Painting white people, Euro-Canadians who founded the country, as bad people. And they deserve everything that's happening to them. They paint Christianity as bad. Because there were some things that happened that weren't good, but they ignore all the good. Right?
Right. Well, when a politician in one of the larger parties, well, I guess it's the Conservative Party, says a little something in opposition, and the opponent of his in the, I don't know if you have primaries up there, I don't know how it all works, but.
No. Yeah.
I just wondered why the people aren't supporting the person who will stand up against this.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, we have growing support, but we are completely sidelined by the media. And then there's forces of the status quo that want to keep it down, just like Trump, right? So we just got to prevail, right? The only coverage we get into the mainstream media, either they're vilifying us or they're ignoring us. We're painted as anti-immigrant. We could be called racist, right? Racist for sure. Sometimes white supremacist, Nazi, whatever, right? So
we get the same thing in this country.
Yeah, same thing here. So that's the reason. It takes time to break through. And then the social media, you know, the censorship on social media, YouTube, Facebook, right? So it's not easy. You know, this is an entrenched establishment. They have the power. They don't want to give it up, right?
Are the immigrants given voting rights right away?
More and more so, yes. That's part of the game as well. I think it's almost fast-tracked. You can come here and within 2 years you have citizenship. So that's what's going on. As far as we're concerned, the country is completely sold out. The good news is that more and more Canadians are waking up to it. And I think Trump has done a lot to help that. And his attacks on the American media have been very helpful to wake people up.
Good.
So it's about working together, Mike. And, you know, and we have people in different countries following and supporting us, and we follow other people. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, it's all about working together, right? Because we're all in this together, even though you're in the U.S., we're in Canada, we're still connected, right?
Well, that's true. Why don't you give out some contact information for people who would like to contact you and see what you're doing?
Sure. Sure, yeah. Just go to our website, nationalcitizensalliance.ca. Nationalcitizensalliance.ca. Check out our platform, our policies, and, you know, we're fact-based. Mike, that's our approach. We show the facts, and then we add our commentary and we provide solutions. And it's quite effective because what we have in Ottawa is just all spins and lies and pretense.
Well, if you say something like non-European people who are not Christians are changing the culture of Canada, is that a offense there in Canada, or do you have the free speech to say things like that?
We have to be careful what we say. You know, we talk about the replacement. We wouldn't blame those immigrants because they're being allowed to do it, right? They're coming in, and the government's basically saying, you don't have to integrate. We will fund your culture here, right? So we blame these crooked politicians in Ottawa, and we blame the electorate that keeps voting them in.
Do you have such thing as homeschooling or private schooling that doesn't go along with the public school agenda that's pushing this, brainwashing the children?
Some of the private schools, like the Christian ones I mentioned, are under attack, and they're losing funding. They want to shut them down unless they conform to this globalist, inclusive, so-called diversity agenda. That's what's happening.
Well, I'd invite our listeners to call in. You have a great opportunity here to see what's going on in our country to
the
north.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could paint a better picture, but it's better people to know the truth, right? There's severe economic issues with Canada, too, no different than the U.S. In the U.S., it's the Federal Reserve. In Canada, it's the Bank of Canada. In 1974, the public lending right of the Bank of Canada used to belong to the people. It was sold out to central banksters. Now, they print our currency, and I don't know if your audience knows much about the banking system, but it's a fiat currency, and it's just paper, ones and zeros. It's made up, right? And
in this country, in fact, every country, in fact, a lot of the wars that they make up an excuse to go to war for is actually because those countries have not gone to a central banking system, which are controlled by the big families like Rothschild and some others.
Exactly. There you go. So what's happening in Canada is this fiat system is not sustainable. Since 1974, we've discovered they printed over 800% increase in the money supply of the Canadian currency, over 800% since 1974. So they keep printing the money. That's instant inflation.
Right.
So there's incredible inflation on the Canadian people. So like a dollar in 1967... the same dollar in 2017, for example, you would have to earn $752 Canadian to have the same value back in 1967.
Yeah, we have a comic book that explains the fraud of the money system. It's called The Temple of Imaginary Money, and it's a comic book that we send out. It's only $3, but it's something that's easy to read and opens the eyes of people. And, of course, the main point from our standpoint, since this is a ministry, is to show that biblically you shouldn't be charging usury or interest on money or anything.
Yeah, and that's what's happening up here. Every time they print the money, they're charging interest on it. These governments are sinking the country further in debt as well. And what's troubling, too, is the wages since 1977 have been stagnant, the average hourly wage. So you have the credible inflation, yet the wages aren't changing. So that's causing a lot of problems.
Sounds a lot like this country.
Yeah, the country is completely mismanaged. People are controlled, you know, left, right, liberal, conservative. It's kind of like Democrat, Republican. You could argue that they're all in the same bed, and it just results in the same. And that's what's happening. So we view ourselves, NCA, as grassroots uncontrolled opposition.
We have still some freedom of speech in this country, but don't you have some so-called hate speech laws up there?
We do. We want to get rid of them, and they're in the criminal code. Fortunately, right now, they don't pertain to ideology, religion. So you can still technically criticize political Islam without being charged for hate speech.
Well, can you the Jewish problem that, as we do in this from this ministry in this country?
No,
you know,
no, they have
Islam. They have say something about, but you say something about the Jew, and obviously, you know, call it hate speech and banned where they can.
Yeah, no, because they have anti-Semitic laws, and anyone who criticizes Jewish interests or people, they're going to be completely attacked. And they could be charged for hate speech, anti-Semitic. And now they're trying to put wraps on Islam, so you can't attack Islam as either. That's what they're working on now.
And are they doing the same thing by people who speak against homosexuality and transgender and all this other perverted stuff they push?
Yeah. They actually pushed the federal bill, C-16. It's in the Human Rights Act now. If you don't use the right gender name, that can be considered a human rights offense.
We've got another caller from Gainesville, Texas.
It's disturbing, isn't it? I wish I could be more positive about the situation, but, Mike...
Well, we want the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. We're under siege. We're under siege up here.
Gainesville, Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name's Kyle. Hey, just a quick question. I know this country needs to go to back to our Constitution, which basically limits terms of everything. I don't care if it's at the... you know, city and county level all the way through the national level. Is there anybody that's proposing something like that in Canada?
It's a really good question. I'll give you one example. It's because of what's happening here, it's going in the opposite direction. I'll give you...
And it's that way here in America, and Michael...
Yeah, I'll give you an example. In Alberta, at the municipal level, you know, the mayor, they used to have a two-term limit. Now there's no term limit. So it's going in the opposite. You know, the prime minister, I'll give you another example. The prime minister has no term limit in Canada.
Okay, I thought there was like about a two-term limit like our president's got.
No, the prime minister does not have a term limit.
Oh wow, that's
yeah,
one,
it's pretty corrupt.
I'm very thankful in regards to us. I'm only 55, but I'm very thankful that that our people back about 70, 80 years ago said that they didn't want to have Roosevelt be a dictator like in Germany and et cetera.
Yeah. Exactly. No, those term limits are...
I guess Canada's just got to try to, you know, do those kind of things and try to get some term limits on, you know, the national level, just like America's got to do. We've got to have term limits, you know, on everything, even if it's the people that work for our congressmen and our senators, you know, the interns. You know, they should only be there a couple times, you know, maybe 2-4 years, and then they're done.
I agree 100%. That's a very, you know, you could argue that's a conservative value there, that you're being cautious. You want to prevent corruption and entrenchment, right?
Well, yes. And, because, I mean, well, put it this way. I don't know if you know much about our Constitution, but I listen to a lot of conservative, not like Rush Limbaugh. I do listen to him, but more alternative kind of people. And the thing is that a lot of those guys have said that our founding fathers, I mean, George Washington was in his 30s when he died. And I'm 55. I mean, I'm 20 years beyond him. And most people didn't expect to live to be 80 years old and have 40 years in our Congress and our stuff like that. I wish our people would have, you know, 244 years ago said, hey, you know, you can only be here the Congress and the Senate and stuff like this, X number of terms, and that's it. And I know that's going to happen here in America to survive, and so does Canada, by what I understand.
Yeah, but I would argue it's beyond that, because let's say you have term limits. Let's say you have 2-year term limits on Senate, Congress, their staff, right?
Like 18 years. That's plenty of time to be in Washington, D.C., and up there, I don't know where your guys' know, if it's
Ottawa,
Warrior, but you know, that's, I mean, 18 years is plenty of time. Everybody needs to go back, be a lawyer or a farmer or whatever they are.
Exactly, but but remember, that's, if there's only two parties and they're all pushing, if they're both pushing the same thing, it won't matter.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Because up in Canada, we have more than two parties. They're all controlled because the establishment doesn't want to give up the power.
Like Mike said, and I know you guys are coming up to the top of the hour, but I mean, America is the same way. Basically, I forgot who it was. Maybe it was Goldwater who said back in the 60s that there's no difference between a Republican and a Democrat. And I'm sure up there in Canada, whatever your parties you guys have, you know, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. And that's the problem, because what's happening is they play the left-right, liberal-conservative, Republican-Democrat. They just go back and forth. And what they do is, they make a frenzy. Oh, we got to get rid of Trump. Oh, we got to get rid of so-and-so. We got to get rid of this. And you just go back and forth, and nothing changes, right? That's how they control.
I agree.
So we got to break that. So that's our big message to everyone. We always talk about the left-right, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democratic control game. And and if you look at the history of Canada, there's only been two parties in power for since Confederation, 151 years.
Yeah.
And to me, to us, that's the best way to get this corrupt, entrenched outcome that we have. And they're all in bed together. Yeah, except some call themselves liberal, conservative, or spins off that, and that's what's happening. The Canadian people are getting played. Fortunately, you know, there's a good percentage that don't vote because they're not stupid. But some people disengage, and that's not helping, right? They figure they can live in their island, but the world's going to cave in on them, right?
But
so,
I will go back. I said really quickly, and I'll let you go because I know you got to get off here really quick. But the term limits throughout the whole world, whether it's here in America, I don't care if it's a city, county, you know, whatever, and up there in Canada, it's going to be the same thing. You know, all the way through the national level. Everything has got to have term limits. The state here in America should deal with that. And up there in Canada, your provinces should do the same thing. And
I agree.
Otherwise, America and the United, or Canada, within, you know, I'm 55. I'm going to die probably all right. But, you know, my nephews, nieces, great nieces and nephews that are only, you know, 5-10 years old, you know, they're going to grow up under, let's say, a Stalin and a Hitler kind of a scenario here in America. And I hate to say that, but I can see that coming because history repeats itself.
Yeah, it's definitely heading this global world. I would argue it's the ultimate form of tyranny.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So,
I'll let you guys, you know, have the last couple minutes.
Sure.
But thank you for your time very kindly.
Yeah. And thank you, sir.
We appreciate your call. He mentioned a lot of people in this country trying to restore the Constitution. When Canada became independent, I'm not sure, I know the system of government's a little bit different, but was it a fairly good traditional type government that maintained our rights and beliefs and so on back whatever it was many years ago?
The Canadian people have never had a say in the Constitution. It was the Constitution Act of 1867. It was basically through the British government, a governance of Canada through that. And it was loyalty to the Queen of England. Okay, and then in 1982, we got what's called the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom. That's just a globalist socialist document. It's actually got multiculturalism as our heritage written right into it. And equal rights for everyone, including anyone who crosses the border. Illegally.
So you've never really... some of this country.
And The people never voted on it. The people never voted. It was 10 premiers and the prime minister that legislated that charter. It's got affirmative action written into it.
The people of this country don't realize what a great situation they have, the Americans.
Yeah. The U.S. Constitution has so much more than what we have. Yeah.
Well,
I know the U.S.
On the broadcast, we're just out of time. It's been very
interesting.
We'll have to have back sometime in the future. People can go to your website and get some further information, but we're just out of time.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Mike. Yeah, thank you for reaching out. God bless to all your listeners and to you.
And you too. He's our only hope.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our costs plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.